Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
More bad playthings.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. In the good old days, toys were made in Santa's workshop. Then came free trade. Now more than 80% of toys sold worldwide are made in China. But there have been manufacturing problems in China recently, and with them a list of safety concerns. This morning there may be more. Mattel, the world's largest toy maker, may announce its second recall of Chinese-made toys as early as today. The Wall Street Journal reports problems ranging from possible lead paint contamination to toys with magnets that could be harmful if swallowed. 2 weeks ago, Mattel recalled nearly a million toys here in the U.S. because of concerns over lead paint. That recall cost Mattel $30 million. Well, the stock market drifted lower yesterday after another day of volatility. The Dow slipped 3 to 13,236. The S&P was down a fraction to 1,452. The NASDAQ dropped more than 2 points to 2,542. The Asian markets were mixed overnight. In Europe, shares in France and Germany are lower, but in the UK, the market is moving higher. And for investors in the U.S. today, a piece of critical economic news. This morning's report on July producer prices, which will be followed tomorrow by the report on consumer prices. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
If this week's numbers show prices are on the rise, that would be a sign of inflation, which could trigger the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. Wall Street wants the Fed to lower interest rates. The Fed has already said it won't, and that's just fine with Mesirow Financial's Diane Swonk. She says the economy is actually doing fine. Lowering interest rates would lower borrowing costs and would make investors feel better, but she says that's exactly why the Fed shouldn't do it.
We've just cut a whole group of people out of the market who are not getting credit. Who did we cut out? We cut out people who didn't put money down on their house and who were sold mortgages that they couldn't afford in the first place. I don't think we want to give those people credit.
Swonk says if the Fed lowers interest rates, just as the economy is picking up steam, it could create a financial bubble and set us up for a crash. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
It's the first day of trading for software maker VMware, and it's being called the biggest tech IPO since Google. VM makes virtualization software. This increases computer server power while cutting energy cost. The company is owned by EMC Corporation, which is spinning off 10% of VMware. 33 million shares sold at $29 a pop. That'll raise $957 million. Hundreds of environmental protesters have set up camp next to London's Heathrow Airport. They're demonstrating against the airport's expansion plans. The protesters say more aviation equals more climate change. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
2,000 people are expected to gather at the camp on Heathrow's northern perimeter. They plan a week of protest, culminating in what they say will be a day of disruption. They won't give details, but deny reports that bomb hoaxes will be involved. Standing on the site of the proposed new runway, campaigner Anna Jackson said Heathrow's expansion must be stopped.
Aviation is the fastest growing emitter of carbon dioxide, and we can't continue to fly as much as we are, never mind expanding Heathrow.
The airport operator has criticised the protesters for causing trouble for passengers at one of the busiest travel times of the year. The operator, backed by the government, wants the new runway to reduce the growing problem of congestion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
In the energy bill passed by the House this month, private utilities will have to produce 15% of their electricity from renewable resources by 2020. The bill names 8 sources of renewable energy. One of those covers more than 70% of the Earth's surface. Elizabeth Wynne Johnson has our story.
If there's a symbol of the ocean's raw power, it's the crashing wave. Oregon State University electrical engineering professor Annette Von Juan is working on ways to capture the water's potential.
As soon as the waves start to crest, we start to lose that energy.
Von Juan runs the nation's top wave energy research lab.
Our goal is to harness the energy in the heaving ocean swells.
How it works? Giant offshore buoys capture the ocean's unrelenting force to generate electricity. The churning water has what Von Juan calls energy density, meaning that a little bit of ocean can produce a lot of electricity, enough to impress Oregon Congresswoman Darlene Hooley.
The potential is there to produce about 10% of the energy needs of this country.
The Democratic representative sponsored a bill to put $250 million into wave energy. It's included in the House energy package.
It means jobs, it's research and development, it means new investments into the coastal communities.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission already has a dozen permit applications for projects, including wave energy parks with arrays of buoys that connect to the grid by cables on the ocean floor. Suddenly, the open ocean starts to look a bit more restricted.
I'm all for new and innovative ways of getting energy, but I'm almost certain that anywhere that they do this will be another closed area for us.
Kevin Dunn of Astoria, Oregon, is a commercial fisherman. He's worried that fishermen won't be able to drag their nets through those new wave energy parks.
There's places that it might be absolutely wonderful, and there are places that we may really, really, really not want them. And given the history, chances are they're going to be right where we don't want them.
The pursuit of alternative and renewable energy is a kind of modern-day gold rush. Everyone's staking claims. Depending on how you look at it, the ocean's half full or half empty. I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson for Marketplace.
You can check out the new Morning Report podcast at our website. That is marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.